This podcast is for the Podcasters Network. Contributor, Austin Pinto. You can contact me on my email address, austinpinto.xavierz. With this email address, you can also search for me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and other Google services. You can add me on Skype by searching in my Skype name, austin.pinto, that is austin.pinto3. Please enjoy the podcast. Hello there, everyone. This is Austin Pinto, and today I'm going to do a short tutorial on how to refresh or reset your Windows 8 PC. Actually, I'm going to do it on Windows 8.1, but everything should be the same. The only difference will be it should be a little worded differently. Otherwise, the method of doing it and everything is just the same. Now, before I could really get into the tutorial, what I would like to tell you is to successfully refresh or reset your PC, you need a fully functional Windows 8 or Windows 8.1. Now, by fully functional, I mean you should minimally get JAWS up. If you get JAWS, NVDA, any screen reader up and running, then you are good to go. That is, if Windows boots up correctly. Even if you get an error or two on the way during boot up, Windows telling you some files are damaged or something, but if it still can boot up properly with the screen reader running, you are good to go. But unfortunately, if it cannot boot up properly, then you will require sighted help to do the repairs for you. What I believe is refresh and reset are second last steps. Let's say you have damaged your computer, it's best, instead of refreshing or resetting, to run the SFC/scano command. If that can fix it, it's very good. If that can't, then you will have to go to refresh or reset. But what I would suggest is, if you have got so far and you have to go to the refresh or reset option, it's best just to format out your OS and reinstall it, because you are literally doing the same thing in both these operations. So, as I said, you require a fully functional Windows 8.1 or Windows 8, which should boot up at least minimal and give you screen reader help. The next big thing you would want to do is, whichever antivirus you're using, let it be Windows Defender or AVG, Avast, whichever it is, it's best that when you refresh or reset, you disable them, because after all, finally they are going to get uninstalled in the process, but they may interrupt operations at some point, and they may just, some antivirus if left enabled will prompt you for questions that it has been uninstalled and something. So it's best that you disable your antivirus. What we are going to do is, I'll just give you oral instructions first. You'll have to boot up your Windows 8 normally. Do not connect your USB or do not insert your DVD until your Windows 8 boots up. And then you need to go to the control panel and go to recovery and click on refresh or reset the PC using from the PC settings. Once you click on that, you'll have to insert your DVD and select the option whether you want to refresh or reset, or you need to even USB media works if your computer cannot read DVDs. USB will work. If your computer cannot boot off DVDs, I think DVDs should work because you're not actually booting it off the DVD. Windows will do it for you, so I think it should work, but I don't know. I have not tried on a computer that does not boot up from a DVD, so I don't know. But if you're having USB media, that's good. So once you select the option that you want, it will detect that there is a Windows installation media inserted, and if it does not detect, it may tell you to manually select the location. And once that is done, then you can go with the tutorials next. If you click on the next button there, your PC should restart and restart a couple of times, 2-3 times. For a refresh, it should take about 20 minutes on an average. Just if you have damaged your OS more and it requires some more repairs, or you have installed a lot of applications, then it will take you long time. Now, one thing you need to note, in both the options, you are going to lose your desktop applications. I don't know, Windows 8.1 refresh, what happens? I have not tried it, but you on Windows 8, you will lose your desktop applications if you have installed any of the Metro apps on your own. That is, if they are not pre-installed with Windows 8 or 8.1, that you will have. That won't be uninstalled. So that has to be kept in mind. Also, when you refresh your PC, Windows will make a TXT file and keep it on your desktop to tell you that which applications have been uninstalled, and you can then install them. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get things ready in my next file. I'm going to get things ready and I'll resume the recording when my PC is up and running. Okay, so we are back on the recording here, and please excuse me if you hear any humming sound, because this is a very old PC. I've not used it for many months now, so it's kind of making a loud sound, and it was running Windows XP. I somehow managed to get it up to Windows 8.1. It just runs decent specs here, 1 GB RAM and a 2.66 dual core processor. That's what it runs, and I don't use it, just for testing purposes here. So that is the thing. So please excuse me if you hear humming, because I won't be able to hold the handheld recorder. I'll have to place it near the CPU, and as I will do the tutorial. So now what we are going to do is, first of all, once your Windows 8 is boot it up. Now this applies to even Windows 8.1. Once they are booted up fully with NVDA running, I prefer NVDA, so it's running here properly. So check your USB media. I recommend you to use an external hard drive, as that will be a little faster. I've had very slow refreshes done on pen drives when I use pen drives as USB media. So I would recommend use an external hard drive. If you get an external SSD drive with USB, that can be used. That would be even more faster. But pen drive is kind of slow because it is a small media, and it does, you know, swap files here and there, and that's why it's kind of not that fast. So I'm going to start to do a tutorial off here. I'm going to that's my antivirus, which is scanning the hard drive, and you would really want to disable all of these operations, because if at some point they interrupt the operations, you're going to have trouble. And another slide of warning here, if like that, it has never happened to me, and actually it has, but there is a good way. If your refreshing or resetting fails due to some reason, whichever reason it may be, power outage or media gets disconnected, or some file is corrupted, or whatever reason it may be. If the file is corrupted, there will be a retry button, so you'd want to get your media off and replace the file and click on retry. That is a good thing that Microsoft has done. But if there is another stage during a refresh or reset which is critical, where it examines and repairs your main OS, and if that fails, then there won't be any retry buttons. The only thing you need to do then is hope that it has not damaged the bootloader or the Windows kernel, and boot your computer in normal mode to remove your media and boot off normal mode. It should take some time to boot, that you need to be careful, because it will repair your OS. But very, very less chances are there that you will get a computer to boot up successfully. You will have to either take sighted help and repair your OS by booting into the DVD or from the USB media, or the worst case situation is reinstall your OS. That is the situation there. So that's why, according to me, I would suggest, if situation takes you so far that you have to select refresh or reset, it's best that you uninstall and reinstall your OS, just so that you don't have problems. Damage here and there can be repaired with the scanner command, but otherwise there is really, I found, in fact, I never try the refresh or reset much. I've tried it, but I've tried it long time back when the Windows 8 betas were out, consumer preview and things, but really after that I've never tried it. I just uninstall, reinstall my OS, and that's the best thing you want to do, because even if after refreshing you'll have to install your desktop application, so there's no relief of the install and upgrade softwares and things. So it's best that you take this step. Anyway, let's finally get the tutorial underway. Another note here, it's pouring in our area, so if you hear any rain sound, please excuse me, this PC is near the window, so I think it should catch the rain sound.
C-C-F-O-M-D-R-O-L.
So you need to open control
desktop
panel.
Desktop list, recycle bin 1 of 6.
And this PC is a little slow.
All control panel item. Action center link with your recent.
I did not want to take a risk on my
Action
laptop.
Action center link with your recent messages and resolve problems
I
with your computer.
Want to edit this podcast, and if I do something wrong with the laptop, then there's going to be problems. So I'll do it on this PC. So you need to click on the recovery.
Recovery link, recovery. Control panel home link.
And then you need to find
file history link, file history, help link, create a recovery drive link.
I would suggest, really, I would suggest that once you, if you reinstall your OS, install and update all the softwares that are necessary and create a USB recovery bootable drive, although that will not have cited or stated access, but it will help you to at least get things safe when you refresh, reset, or if you have to repair your OS. So I would really suggest you do this. It's going to be an added step, and best not to take any precaution there. Also, before you refresh, it's best that you do this just in case your media is corrupted. But do not do this if your OS is damaged. That is, if you get file damage errors or file missing errors or some errors, then it's best do not do this because it will complicate problems. So anyway,
open system restore link.
Open system restore, you can restore your computer to an earlier date. In fact, that is another option that you can try out before you select the refresh and reset.
Configure system restore link. If you're experiencing problems with your PC, you can refresh it in PC settings link.
So this is the one that you need to go to. Now it may be worded differently in Windows 8. I don't know, but I'm using Windows 8.1. And
PC settings.
Click this. And it's opening up the
PC settings. Get started button.
Yeah, now
get started button.
There are two get started buttons.
Restart now button, back button, search button, list, get started button, list, recovery, get started button.
I think the first one is for refresh and the second one is for reset. In fact, they should rename these buttons. Let's see what the insert B tells us.
PC settings, window, back button, update and recovery text, search button, text, list, Windows update not selected, Windows update text, file history not selected, file history text, recovery, recovery text, refresh your PC without affecting your files text. If your PC isn't running well, you can refresh it without losing your photos, music, videos, and other personal files text. Get started button, get started text, remove everything and reinstall Windows text. If you want to recycle your PC or start over completely, you can reset it to its factory settings text. Get started button, get
okay.
started text.
So the first button is the refresh button. That means it will not affect anything on your C drive. It will repair your OS, that's the only thing it will do, but it will, it does uninstall desktop applications, so, but it won't affect your documents and things on your C drive. But as a safe rule, if you're playing with your OS, it's best that you back up your C drive, not only C drive, any drive, because if there's a failure, then you can get the media replaced or something. So I'll click on the get started button, and I hope I do for the
get
first
started.
One.
Get started button.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Unknown unavailable. Please wait window. Toolbar. Cancel button.
It's doing its thing here. Please wait. Toolbar. It's doing its thing. I have already disabled my antivirus. So...
Please wait window, please wait grouping, please wait text, visit indicator progress bar, toolbar, cancel button.
It's doing its thing, and that's the only thing that it is doing here.
The text button.
So, let's read the screen here.
Refresh your PC window, refresh your PC grouping, refresh your PC text, toolbar, next button, cancel button.
I'll click on next.
Cancel but next button space. Apps you'll need to reinstall window. Back button back. Apps you'll need to reinstall grouping. Apps you'll
now it will give you a list of apps that you will need to reinstall, and it's best that you take a look at these.
Cancel but back button toolbar. Next button cancel back button back.
There's no readme file, but let's just take a look.
Apps you'll need to reinstall window, back button back. Apps you'll need to reinstall grouping. Apps you'll need to reinstall text. Toolbar, next button, cancel button.
No, there's no readme file as such.
Unknown unavailable.
Yeah.
Apps you'll need to reinstall window, back button,
click
back,
on
toolbar,
the
next button,
and this should restart my PC.
Paste, cancel button. Back button, back toolbar,
I
refresh
think,
button, cancel button.
Once you click on the refresh, it's going to restart your PC. Now, for those of us, including me, who are fortunate enough to have light vision, that means you can see light, it's best that you turn on your screen, because your screen will blink, and you will definitely, if you're on PC, you will get a startup beep. If you're on BIOS system, but otherwise your screen will blink, and that's the sense that your refresh is going on and it's completed or something. I'll switch on my screen here, just to be safe. I'll just switch on my, just give it a sec to come on. It has come on, so I'll click on the refresh.
Back button, back toolbar, cancel button, refresh button. Paste. Desktop list, recycle bin 1 of 6. Windows sign-in dialog restarting, restarting text.
There you go. The PC is restarting. And this will happen 2-3 times, I believe, on Windows 8. It used to happen 2-3 times on Windows 8.1, I don't know. This is my first refresh. Now, whenever you do such operations with your PC, like refreshing or reinstalling an OS, if you do it in, if you are an area that has frequent power outages, then just to be cautious, when you do this operation, it's best that you connect your PC to a power backup system like a UPS in case there is a power outage. The process will go on and will not fail or stop or something. What I would suggest when you're doing this process, it's just best that also connect your screen to the UPS and just if available, take cited help on what is happening, where the process has reached, if there's a power outage. If the cited help is not available, just go in for 3 to 4 restarts once the process has started. That is any process, let it be refreshing or formatting. And once you get the 4th restart, you can, turn off the UPS, because by that time at least your PC should be in a very stable condition. Your setup must be mostly over. There will be just that user prompt, Windows WinPE environment and all those prompts, the username and all those that have to be entered. But that's fine. If you even turn off your PC during the username prompts, that won't harm your PC. But I have seen cases, and I myself had one on this test PC, wherein the format failed of the when I was installing OS, that was Windows 7, and the hard drive of the PC was crashed and it could not be reversed. I had to go in and get a new hard drive. Before you think that your hard drive is crashed, there are actually a lot of things that happen when there is a power outage. And since my PC is still refreshing, I can talk to you about this. Either your hard drive can permanently crash, or your MBR, that is the master boot record table, can get damaged, and that can be repaired. The MBR damage can be repaired, but the crash, that cannot be reversed. So you need to be really careful of what you do that time, and it's best not to do that procedure during rough weathers when there is a chance of power outage. So that is the real big caution at this point that you need to really take. Otherwise, the process is very simple, just nothing to worry, and each step have help. There is a Windows help, and there is obviously Google there, who will give us search results and information on the procedure. So that is covered. Now it's still refreshing here, and I will get back to you when the refreshing is over. So my PC is still refreshing, and it did 3 restarts quickly. Just a quick note, reset is the second get start button. The first is refresh, the second is reset. Now, I would say really, if your problem does not get solved with refresh, what reset does, it removes everything, including your C drive, document files and things, and it reinstalls your entire OS. So it's, yes, it is an accessible way of installing an OS, but I would suggest that it's best that you open the setup.exe file from the media and install your OS from there instead of doing the reset. The refresh should be your last alternative to fix your PC. And that is the problem. I had no problem with my PC. I just refreshed it for this tutorial, and that was an experimental PC. So anyway, whatever had to be done. Hello there, everyone. We are back on the recording. Actually, I forgot about this. The refresh hardly took 10 minutes. But the problem is that I was using a second sound card, as my first sound card has literally failed and it's not giving a loud enough audio. So the problem was that the driver of the second sound card was uninstalled. So I forgot about that, and that's why I sort of, you know, it deteriorated things. Actually, it got over just in 10 minutes. Anyway, I have my speakers coming out of the second audio. The audio won't be that great, but at least until I install the driver for the first audio, it will suffice that this podcast will be true. There was no setup as well. I did not do any setup. It just straight away landed on the desktop. So there was no setup. But I remember I had done in consumer preview, there was a setup screen. But yes, I had done reset that time. So if you're doing a refresh, there's no setup, just three restarts and you're good to go. But make sure, as I said, if you are using a second sound card or second display graphics card or some secondary card which is not sort of pre-installed in your system, and if that card needs a driver after you format your computer, then definitely it will require a driver after you refresh or reset your PC. So that should be noted. My final comments on the Windows 8 refresh and reset. What I believe and what I have experienced after the refresh and the reset, and if I go into this, please excuse me, this audio is recorded after the podcast, 2 days after the podcast, and should may sound differently, or there may be other changes in pitch, although I'll try to level the audio, but anyway. Refresh and reset. As I have been saying in the podcast, if you go that far that you need a refresh and a reset, I don't think you should really go ahead with this session, because it is good to fix minor problems, that is real minor problems, some settings have got changed and so on, and that's causing some problems, but otherwise it's really not good unless Microsoft really gives you a window where you can choose which desktop applications will be uninstalled and which will be kept. Then it will be a good tool, but otherwise it's really not good because it does not clean your C drive. What I mean is, after refreshing, you will see that in your C drive there are program files and there are all those leftover files of the softwares that you installed before the refresh. So it kind of does not clean up your C drive, and it causes problems when you install softwares later on. In fact, my PC didn't have any problem. That was an experimental PC. So I just did the refresh podcast on the request of someone. So it kind of did not speed up things. It really, in fact, it to the worst side complicated things, as in the PC used to start real slow, and the Explorer used to hang, the Windows Explorer, and kind of softwares are not responsive, and really it was really slow. Now I don't know if this is because the Windows 8.1 is in the public preview stage, but anyway, even I've tried this on Windows 8 consumer preview, which is kind of in the middle of beta stage, so it should be polished a little by that time, but even that did not fix the problem. In fact, on the after I tried it, when I used to go to the internet, I used to get 503 forbidden errors and things. It really could not fix the problem. Moreover, really there is no relief. In fact, there is just a big headache. Again, you have to install Microsoft Office and Windows updates and all those softwares and update them and antivirus and set them up again, and it's really just like reinstalling your OS. This thing can be useful only in one situation, that's what I can think. That is if, and only if, nowadays nobody does that actually. There are so big hard drives that nobody really does that. If you just have one main partition on your computer, which is used for the OS, which is used for the install programs, and which is used to save your files. In any case, you will have to back up that partition in case something goes wrong and you have to install your OS again. But other than that, really, I really do not, think it to be useful. I think Microsoft has to polish the refresh and reset tools. First of all, there should be a feature where we select which application is should we keep. Secondly, there should be a feature in which once we select that, we should uninstall this application during the refresh. It will clean up your the program files and just remove the application folders and leftover files and the registry. Reset, I believe, also does not clean your C drive. It makes in windows.old folder, but anyway, we can delete that folder. But refresh really creates a lot of clutter on your C drive. Really, it's a big problem. I would really, if anyone asks me, well, I'm facing a problem with Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, what should I do? I would really suggest go ahead and uninstall and reinstall your operating system. That's the best, and same like the, in fact, it's better than refresh and reset. At least you will have a fully new start to your PC. It'll be just like a blank, book, and you can start again. But I do not see any use trying refresh and reset. So that's the end of my podcast, my dear friends. Hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have putting it together. It has been a lot of work, actually, and been editing it. That's why I became late to upload it, and I was also getting my PC together for some new experiments. So till the next podcast, from me, Austin Pinto, it's goodbye, and thanks for all the feedback that came for the Windows 8 unattended installation.